This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
This is Brightside Home Theater.
Hey, home theater nerds, thanks for pushing play on the Brightside Home Theater Podcast, the home theater podcast that's all about the experiences, the sights, the sounds, the scenes, the people. And this is the audio only Takeover Tuesday podcast where the listener takes over and all we do is talk about your questions, comments, critiques from the past week. We've got a lot to get to today. Thank you to everybody, but let's get to a little bit of business first at the beginning. If you're not already subscribing on YouTube, go over to YouTube, Brightside Home Theater on YouTube, and hit subscribe. That would be great. Videos come out every Friday, and maybe even in the future. Not maybe, definitely. The other way, you can support this podcast monetarily by going to patreon.com/brightsidehometheater and sign up for a monthly donation. Not necessary, but greatly appreciated. Thank you to all of my patrons over there. And believe it or not, this is the beginning of the month and I haven't even looked it up yet. I'm supposed to go through and thank all my, you know what? Let's do it next week. I completely forgot. We've got a lot to get to this week. I forgot to put the list together to thank all of my patrons. So we'll do that next week, because we have so much to get to. But thank you to all of my patrons. I know you guys will understand. You guys are all awesome. Other way to support the podcast is you can support it just by chiming in, following along on Twitter, for instance, at BrightsideHT. Leave a comment or just follow along and enjoy the banter that goes on between myself and all the listeners and all the great people on Twitter, home theater people on Twitter. The other way is if you're not on Twitter, which I don't blame you, I make it what I like, what it is. I love my Twitter, but some people don't like it. That's staying away from it. So you can contact me directly through email at brightsidehometheater@gmail.com and check out. You can email me all your questions, comments. I have conversations going on there all the time. More on that later. But all right, the business is done. So let's get to what went on this past week with Twitter followers. And obviously, I ran a contest. We'll get to that in a second. I ran a contest for Twitter people. But also, Todd Anderson was very nice at AV Woofer to include me in a tweet on, I guess, what do they call it? Hashtag Follow Friday. It's a new thing to me. But yeah, so he included me on that. He said, if you're into home theater, you should definitely follow these great folks. And he put Kaleidoscape, my buddy Steve George at Legal Beagle OK was included, at Ralph at AVS Reviews, at Michael Scott 90, at Storm Audio, at The Digital Bits, at UHD 4K, at The 4K Collective, at Ultra HD Blu-ray, Andy at Brightside Home Theater, at HD Movie Source, at Do Blue, and at SVS Sound, and finally at 4K film with an E at the end, film A. So all of those great people, he threw little old me in there at Brightside HT. And I got a bunch of new followers for that. So Todd, thank you very much. It's fun. I mean, all of these people I was already following and they have a pretty big following. Most of them, I'm the little guy here. I had like at the time, a few weeks ago when I started a little bit of a push, I thought I was going to pick up a few followers. I hit 400 and I was like, hey, celebrate 400. And next thing you know, I'm at 5 and change and still climbing. So thank you to everybody. We have a bunch more this week. So let's get to them. Here comes the snow report. Cancellations to follow. No. All right. Here are all my new Twitter followers from just this past week. The Hell Baby Jim, Sweet Lopez, Ben, Toby Ward, EB, Travis Denson, Alex Dorman with a 4 where the A should be, Scott Lazard, Josh, Valerie Baker, Brandon Watson, Ashwin Ram, John McMahon, David Bolton, Mike Seaman, Steve Stevenson, Dallas Watts, and TB, Chris Powers. I don't even know how to put it. He's got a bunch of little symbols in there too. But thank you for following. You know who you are. Wesley Okada and Kevin Ribicki. Thank you all for following along. Hopefully you're listening too, but thank you all for following along, joining on the conversation. And also, congratulations to my contest winner on Twitter. Congratulations to Dave at Jedi Manatee on winning the 4K UHD disc of Dune. And thank you to everybody for participating and helping me grow the podcast. Really, it took off in a way I did not expect. John Z also chimed in at Johnny Speaker, said, congrats, Dave. Dan Carpenter said, enjoy the movie, Dave. And Dave replied, thanks again to Brightside HT for the copy of At Dune Movie in 4K. It looks and sounds amazing, even on my meager setup. Dave, I know you're new to the podcast because you were I was going through the list and you had just jumped on as a follower. Hopefully you're listening to this, buddy, because there is no such thing as a meager setup. If you're into home theater and you have a sound bar and you just have the passion for movies and all that the movies can give you, then it's not a meager setup. It's more about you than it is about your setup. At least it is here at this podcast. Now we get to the Dune thank you. Hashtag Dune thank you. Thank you to everybody that replied or put out a tweet or emailed me or DM'd me and just said, hey, I'd like to be included. Again, overwhelming. I didn't think that many people that didn't have the movie, to be honest with you. I was like, there shouldn't be that many. Everybody, if you're a home theater fan, you already have it, right? Well, okay. So either that or they're going to take, but anyways, what I did is, or what I'm doing is I put everybody in a list and I numbered the list. I just put it in my notes on every time a message came in, I put it on the list. And now I am going to put it into a random number generator and I will put the first number, number one, and now I'll put the last number in. And then all I got to do. And the number comes up and I have to match the corresponding number, and that corresponding number matches to, here is the winner, drum roll. No, I don't even have my sounders on right here. Alvin Cole at Alvin Cole 71 on Twitter. So he must have sent a tweet. We'll probably see hear his comment later. So congratulations to Alvin Cole. Thank you to everybody that played along. Thank you to all of my listeners. And this was for the listeners. It was less than what we saw on Twitter, of course, but I wanted to do something for the listeners. You guys are why I sit down and do this. We're going to be doing more of these. That's like I said last week, my Patreon money is going back into this, and the best way to advertise is through you guys. So thank you for all the comments. Thank you for telling people about me. Thank you for all of it. Thank you very much. And most importantly, thank you for listening. Sorry, Tom Andrew, you didn't win again. All right, let's move along. Congratulations to Alvin. Alvin, when you hear this, hit me up, DM me, or email me your address, and I will get that out to you right away. Very simple. I just go on Amazon, put your address in, and boom, shipped it right to you. So thank you to everybody for playing, and let's move along. Now we have so many comments this week. So let's get to it. We have first comment this week is Hayden Judge. Congrats on 400. Thanks, Hayden. And that came in on January 25th. So he was seeing my list and it was the day after. So all comments come here, blew right by 400. So thanks, Hayden. YouTube comment from Mike Schramm commented on the video, says, took me a few days, but great video. Love the intro and outro as well. Thank you. For everybody listening to my podcast and they don't go to YouTube, I'm trying to get more creative. I have a new intro, a new outro on my Friday podcast, and I'm messing with the audio. There's not much I can change about the audio quality on the intro and outro. That's kind of going to be what it is, because if you're not watching it on YouTube, what I'm doing is I'm doing my podcast from the theater, which I've been trying to do for a long time. That was going to be my project over Christmas break, and I ended up getting sick. So everything kind of got backed up. And now I've bought enough gear. I have enough stuff that I'm messing with. I'm trying to perfect it on the fly here. And I do like my intros and my outros, even though the audio quality doesn't sound as good as it sounds like today, right now. I mean, I'm sitting here. This is the Shure, whatever this Shure is, but it's the Joe Rogan microphone, they call it. But it's a $400 microphone. Of course I'm going to sound good. That's my audio only. But I can't take this into the theater. This requires a lot of other hardware to integrate that into your computer. So I got the baby brother of this microphone, and I'm trying that out in the theater, and I still haven't dialed it in yet. It will be dialed in eventually. It took me a while to even get this one dialed in. So I apologize for the audio quality on these podcasts as of late, but they're getting better. But to me, I know you guys, you love home theater. You love audio, video. You love quality of stuff. Well, it's a project to me, and it's fun. This is a piece of art. So I appreciate the comments, like Mike right here saying he loved great video, love the intro and outro. But it's to me, this is art, and I'm trying to get better at it. And I honestly do, to be able to sit in my home theater now and do these reviews. And even if you don't go and watch the video, I still love sitting there, because I'm in my room and I get to literally watch the scene and then talk to you guys. Then I just have to edit it all together and bang, you get it. And once I get the audio dialed in, it should be seamless for you, but I'm still working on that. So I kind of apologize, but I don't, because it's part of the fun and you'll get to hear the progression of the podcast. So thanks. That was a little tangent off of Mike's comment, but Mark V, thanks for having a fun and interactive podcast. Thanks, Mark. And that was a hashtag Dune thank you. John Z at Brightside HT. Sorry I didn't get to congratulate you on 400 followers, but that's because I was waiting on 500. LOL. So congrats on 500 Twitter followers. Hashtag Dune thank you. Thanks, John Z. Alvin Cole. He wrote hashtag Doom thank you, but I gave him the credit, and then he sent right away, sorry, Dune, thank you, but he says, love the show, DJ, and there's your winner. So he actually sent a Doom thank you, and then he followed it up with the correct word, Dune, but that's okay. I knew what you were trying to say, but love the show, DJ. Thank you, Alvin. Really appreciate it. And let's see. Yep, he sent that again. All right. Al DMs me. Haha, so I completely changed my entire HT this year. The only thing that is the same is the OLED, 4 overhead speakers, a PB1000, the power conditioner, and the NVIDIA Shield. Everything else was changed up. And I said, awesome, sounds like a really fun year. And then he also said, I got a new woofer, and he sent me a picture of his new dog, Whiskey. So awesome, dog is adorable. But yeah, I can't wait to hear more about that. And I got some big announcements coming in the next couple of weeks that we're probably going to hear more from Al and theaters. Little hint, hint there. Tyson, number one fan. Congrats to the winner on Twitter, congratulating Dave. And let's see. Oh, here we go. This is a link. Came from Martin, emailed me a link about, and it's in the show notes, to a Sound and Vision article that says, I'd like HDMI 2.1a, what you need to know. And I read the article. It's pretty good. There wasn't too much that we didn't know, but there's a lot of good information in there on what you need to know about HDMI 2.1. Do you need it? Do you not need it? Where is it most important and all that? So I included that in the show notes. Thanks, Martin. BJ Horton at Brightside HT. Oh, wow. Just finished the podcast. That was amazing. I don't know which one, but they're all amazing. Let's be honest. Hashtag Dune. Thank you. I'm saying he, I don't know which one. All right. Gurinder with an email. Hi, DJ. LOL, your Under Siege episode was longer than the movie. Funny thing is, my cousin and I ended up watching the first half of it that night, along with Enter the Dragon. Would you believe I haven't seen the whole movie? Well, maybe I did as a young kid. I remember seeing Bruce Lee get cut across the abdomen in a movie when I was younger, but that's all I remembered of it. I know I've seen Enter the Dragon, but it was a long time ago. So I don't remember a lot. And I do remember that myself. So kind of, if you asked me if that was Enter the Dragon, I would have been like, I guess so, because I don't really remember. But yeah, I haven't seen that one myself in a long, long time. But yeah, Todd and I said that about Under Siege. We just podcasted longer than the movie itself. But hey, we had a lot of fun. We went on plenty of tangents, but it was all fun. A lot of fun. And thanks for listening to the entire thing, Gurinder. He goes on to say, funny thing with this week's episode, there were two occasions when a thought came into my head, and within 30 seconds, you mentioned it. The first was the Homer Simpson "doh" comment. I hearing / seeing Homer say "doh" in my head, and then you mentioned it. Then after that, when you were talking about speaker locations versus left versus right, I was thinking of how it took me a while to figure out how to label my snow tires and summer tires when I would take them off for the season. I think of both home theater and cars as being in reference to the driver's seat, aka my seat in the home theater, except when guests are over, in which case I give it to them. Oh, very kind of you. But since all the COVID out there, there hasn't been too many guests. Exactly. But yeah, that's funny. And I replied to him, I'm like, hey, great minds think alike. So does not surprise me at all, Gurinder. You're a really smart guy. And you know my other comment on that. Maybe we aren't so smart. Gurinder's laughing right now. I'll fill you guys in on that a little later. Graham Cole at Brightside HD. Keep up the good work, Deej. # Dune. Thank you. Thank you, Graham. And Martin also with this email, is this the future of the big screen TV? And he sent me a cartoon picture of a character of a helicopter dropping delivering 100-foot flat screen TV to a resident. And I'm like, maybe, I don't know. You'd have to have a pretty big wall to put that on, but yeah, seems like we're going to get there where, the size, there is no limit to size. We're kind of there now with projectors. You can go as big as you want. But once we get to some, you know, within reason, obviously, once we get to panels, you'll be able to cover, you just keep adding panels, you know, like Legos. So that would be really, really cool. So Graham Cole, at Brightside HD and at First Reflect, and he at no talk of room treatments, and he sent a Reddit article, which I will not link in the show notes. If you go to Reddit, I don't recommend going to Reddit. I don't go to Reddit except for entertainment when somebody tells me something ridiculous is going on, and that's what basically Graham is saying. If you go here, it's a $25,000 theater, or that's his budget, and the ridiculousness in the comments in there going on from his list. Basically, the guy was asking for advice on his, does this sound good? What should I look out for? And nobody mentions room treatments. He has a single subwoofer for $25,000. It's ridiculousness. Basically, in my opinion of Reddit, is a bunch of people with 1% of the information trying to tell you that they're experts, and they're really not. And I've never claimed to be an expert, but when I go to Reddit, I think they're all wrong. So there's some good stuff in there, but it's not worth filtering through. You're better off going to AV Rant, HT Guys, listening to some experts, going to YouTube, people that'll put out a video on what, you know, what they're doing, because then it's easier to see. Do these people know what they're talking about? Reddit's just filled with comments and a lot of BS, in my opinion. But it is entertaining. So thanks for that. Appreciate it, Graham. Steve George at Brightside HD. Hey, Deej, thanks for the shout outs on this week's Takeover Tuesday. Anytime, Steve. Love talking, love our back and forth. We're going to talk about that in a second, because we had another little back and forth this week. Do it with everybody. Mike Schramm, just wanted to say I really appreciate what you're doing Brightside HD. I'm loving my Tuesdays and Fridays. Keep it up. Hashtag Dune. Thank you. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that. And here we go. Steve again. Steve George at Legal Beagle. Okay. Midway. How do I break it to him at Brightside HD? So one of his followers, I think, tagged him and said, I just picked this movie up, or he's just about to watch Midway. And of course he chimes in, reply, and tags me in it. And Steve did not like Midway. But hey, it's one of our little joke beefs back and forth. Hey, to each his own. That's fine. Hey, I converted him on Lucy. I'm happy. It's a win to me. Todd Anderson tags me in exciting news coming out of Storm Audio FR, including the new ISP Elite MK3 processor at Dirac Research. Base management now included with the new Core 16 HDMI 2.1 and more. Get the full skinny here. And he put his link in there, which will also be in the show notes. And I think this is awesome because he only tagged me. Well, I don't know. I mean, we're friends. He tags me in this. But we had a great conversation. I think it was off air, but I was talking about Trinov, and I was talking about getting some Trinov stuff as I'm building my new theater, years of project coming, because it includes an addition on the house. But these are all plans and ideas that I'd like to have. So he started to introduce me to Storm Audio and what they can do, which is a competitor of Trinov, which I think is great. I'm like, I'll get all of this stuff in here. Give me all the different ideas. I want more speakers. Trinov does a ton of speakers. Storm Audio does a ton of speakers. Great high-end stuff. You don't need it, but it's fun to have. So these are all things that I like. And of course, Storm Audio comes out with some new press and some new gear, and Todd tags me in it. I greatly appreciate it. I'll forward all of this on because I love dream theaters. I love dream equipment because that's what we have. That's how we got into it. If you can't dream, then what fun is this? And I'm not that person. I loved Kaleidoscape back in 2003 when it was $45,000. I dreamed about it and I thought it was always going to be a dream. You don't hate on it. You don't turn around and go, oh, that stinks. It's a waste of money. Why, blah, blah, blah. This is all a waste of money. No kidding. I'll lean right into that all day long. That entire room I'm sitting in, gigantic waste of money. But I enjoy it. So it's not a waste of money to me. There are maybe better ways of spending my money, but maybe not to me. If you think it's a waste, then you do with your money what you will. I love this stuff. I love dream equipment, dream theaters. Bring it on. Speaking of dream equipment and dream theaters, Carl sent me an email of my new projector, and it's the new flagship Sony VPL GTZ380. This bad boy, 10,000 lumen home theater and commercial large venue projector. $83,000. Actually, I rounded. I shouldn't have. $83,200. You don't want to forget that 200 there. But this projector, it's state-of-the-art, and it's basically state-of-the-art advancements that were trickled down in different degrees to create Sony's revitalized 2021 4K lineup, including the 325 ES, which took over from my 295. So there's some things in the lower end models, the $5,000 model, the $9,000 model, the $20,000 and $40,000 model that come right from this. Here's the thing though. I will never buy this projector. It's not neat. I don't need 10,000 lumens. You don't need 10,000 lumens in your theater. Because in my home theater, I will never have a room big enough for this. This would be like buying 500 watts per channel for my home theater as an amplifier. Why? I don't have that much space to fill with sound. I don't even know if this projector would fit in my room. Because once you get up, these things are massive. These are meant to shoot 200, 300 inch images. These these screens that they make, they don't measure them in inches. They measure them in feet. So sometimes people get like, oh, I got to get the light cannon. You might not, if it's because that you get to a point where it's, oh, you're paying for diminishing returns. Like you'll be going to be dialing this back, similar to my subwoofers. I bought my subwoofers, the PB2000s, because I knew they could go under 20 hertz. That was my goal in my theater. I wanted to get down to 15, 16 hertz for sound. I didn't need the amplification, but the 1000s didn't go that low. They only went to 20. Would I really notice the difference? Probably not. But in my head, I knew I wanted to get down and be able to handle like 15, 16 hertz. That was my goal. My amplifiers or my subwoofers, they're set. I've said this before. They're set to like 2 or 3 because I don't need all that power. But there was a reason I bought those. There is no reason to buy a projector this large or this powerful, even to the point of like, I wouldn't buy a projector, a $20,000 or $30,000 projector, because of brightness. I would buy it because I need it to be, it has technology in it that's going to give me a better image. But the actual brightness of it, you're getting to a point where my projector is pretty close. My room is pretty small. It's a light controlled room. Could my brightness be better? And could my contrast ratio be better? That's more important. But the 10,000 lumen? No. You would be dialing this thing so far down in a regular room. And I think a lot, and it's great when you see stuff like this. This is dream equipment, of course, but you'd have to have a massive room to get anything out of this. Otherwise, you're just wasting your money. You'd be better served getting a lower end projector or a cheaper projector, maybe not as bright, but you would probably, side by side, they would look the same once they were calibrated. Because you can only get so bright. Otherwise, you're just going to blow your eyeballs out. So that's just my opinion based on facts. All right, moving on. Mike Schramm. Hey, Brightside HD, watch Spider-Man 3 on good old DVD, the awful Tobey Maguire version. I was surprised at the surround effects and the bass, the way sound spun around the room when Marco turned into Sandman surprised me. I don't remember it sounding that good. And I replied to him, but my first idea on this was that, yeah, you probably don't remember it sounding this good because the equipment you were playing it on wasn't as good as what you have today. Back when we had DVD players, our receivers weren't as good. We didn't have receivers with as good a room correction. Our speakers might have been exactly the same, which in my case, pretty damn close because I've upgraded my NHTs to the newer version of NHTs. So my rear channels are still running what I was running in the 90s. And I get a bump in improvement. But all of that is coming from the receivers, from the room correction, which was a big difference, or actually adding more room correction, some more sound absorption in my room, treating my room better than we did back then. So all of this stuff goes into improving what you're hearing. Most of the improvements between Laserdisc, DVD, Blu-ray, and now 4K UHD, most of the improvement, and I say most, is in the picture. Obviously, we're getting better at the codecs are getting better. But at the end of the day, the codecs are, the sound is the sound. And I've told you in the past that a lot of people think or thought the LD version, Laserdisc version, was superior to DVD because it had a better sound. It had a warmer sound, people were saying. And then when you went from DVD to Blu-ray, there were people that go all the way back and say DVD sound was better because they didn't like the compression that you were getting on Blu-ray, and they were talking, but all of this, there's so many, the sound in these, they really, it's remastering it is where you're going to get an improvement. But going back and watching an old DVD or even a laser disc, if you have the technology, if you have the equipment to do it, the sound should still sound really good. And like I said before in Tenet last week, it's like you don't need Atmos. You don't need object-based. You just need a good mix. And Tenet is a fantastic mix that I got. That's 5.1. And, you know, on DVD, you could probably put that out on DVD too. But I also said DVD isn't bad at all. And I don't know if I'd go back to it, though, because I do enjoy the improved picture that we get nowadays. And I don't know. I've put in some old DVDs, especially Star Wars, when I had a DVD copy of the original Star Wars, uncut, unaltered A New Hope, which wasn't A New Hope. It's just called Star Wars. But the graininess, the DVD, watching that on a 110-inch screen, it looks awful. So trying to go back to DVD, it's really rough looking on the picture. So where the sound is, you know, even if it's the same now, the picture's so much better. I really have a hard time going back to DVD. All right, moving along. Todd Anderson talking about my Tenet podcast that was titled Tenet, Do You Need More Than 5.1 Audio? So Todd says, interesting take. I thoroughly enjoyed the film. My beef with Nolan in general is the flip-flop aspect ratios. In the case of dialogue, I didn't realize the impact of its muffled delivery until I watched it with closed captioning. Wow. So many intricacies and depths to the story opened up. And what I would say to this, and this is, I was expecting this, Nolan looks at this stuff, and this is all of my opinion. I don't know. I've never talked to Christopher Nolan, so it might sound like I'm like, when I talked to Nolan, he told me this. No, what I'm saying is as from an artist's perspective, I consider myself an artist, and I consider Christopher Nolan an artist. And I'm imagining that this is what he's doing. And from an artist's perspective, I feel like his movies are a piece of art to him, and he wants you to be engaged. The fact that Todd went back and watched this movie with closed captioning on, it's more depth to the movie. It's getting you more engaged with his piece of art, with Christopher Nolan's piece of art, okay? Just like watching audio commentary. Well, you can get a lot more information if you put on the audio commentary. You can get more information if you do this. Well, guess what? You get little nuggets of information if you put on closed caption because the guy was wearing a gas mask and your room was so much filled with sound, you could barely make out what he was saying. But you still got the movie. You loved the movie. You loved the idea. I don't want to tell any spoilers because I had people say, thank you for the, you know, and it's coming up. Thank you for the spoiler warning. But this movie is it's more than the dialogue. And I think he does that on purpose, like I said in last week's podcast. So it's all a piece of art. And if you walk by a painting and you don't move, it doesn't move you, you don't stop and look at it, then you had no zero engagement in that painting. If you walk by a painting and go, oh my God, that is the worst piece of crap that I have ever seen, and you stand there and rant about it, that artist he could be standing over your shoulder and he'd be like, I got him. And he's you'd be like, you're engaged, right? Or you could love it and you walk away and then you come back and then you see something else and then you see it again. Again, artist is going to love that because you're engaged. And that's the idea. It spoke to you negatively or positively. That's why I take critiques. If somebody critiques my podcast and tells me I'm doing something wrong, then either A, they are a hater and they're just cruel, which I find to be very, very rare, or B, they want it to be good. They want to enjoy this and they would love it if you corrected it so that they could. You got to listen to them. If I can, you know, that's in a podcast world, I'll bend a little bit, but I still have to be true to myself and I will be. But if I can accommodate you and make it a little bit easier, and that's how my podcast has improved and evolved, is by listening to you guys. That's why I have this podcast on Tuesdays. So I think all of it is to get you engaged. And I think Christopher Nolan did a fantastic job because it's got people talking about it. Next up. Oh, and I love the flip flop. I actually love the flip flop aspect ratios. I said, once you're into the movie, you know, the flip flop, it pulls you in. And I've said it, you guys have heard me say it before. And Todd, on the other hand, he has a CinemaScope screen. He has a full like 240 screen aspect ratio. So when they flip flop like that, it's not as good. And he said, yeah, that's not as good. And he says, you probably like it because you have a 16:9. And I'm like, right. And that's why I would recommend getting a 16:9 over a CinemaScope screen, because there is art out there for 16:9 that's meant to feel grander. It's meant to feel taller. And if you limit yourself to a CinemaScope, and then when you go to the 16:9, your screen gets smaller, you went backwards. And you're missing the point of having that grander scale. But Todd also warned, he goes, if you get a kaleidoscope, the films don't flip-flop. They've been edited like Dark Knight. It's only in 240:1. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. That's a good way to watch them too. If it's just standard and kaleidoscope gets a special version of the film, just, you know, without the Christopher Nolan flip-flop, that's great. I want both. And I have zero problem with owning both. As you guys know, I own multiple versions of all movies anyways. So I have zero problem with that. I just want to experience as much as I can in the way that these artists that I enjoy want them. So, all right, let's move along. At Geek Vine, AKA Martin on Twitter. Great flick, talking about Tenet. Thanks, Martin. I'm not sure if he listened to the podcast. He might just be replying to my tweet. Mark V at Brightside HD, at AV Rant Tom, at First Reflect, and at HD TV Podcast. This was already an HD experience, but now you can upgrade to 4K on PS5 for $10 and get a free ticket to a new Uncharted movie. The sound and visuals in this game are worth the upgrade. We'll see about that free ticket, LOL. And he's talking about Uncharted 4, A Thief's End. That's the image that he sent. And he also DM'd me about this, and he said, I should get my son to try it out. He hasn't played it yet, but my son has heard that it's a really good game too. But the home theater experience for this, according to Mark, is very, very good. So check that out if you're into video games. Mark also suggested in the DM, like, just have your son play it and you sit and watch and listen. Oh God, I do that already. Joe will find a particular scene or something's happening and I'll go and sit next to him. I'm like, yeah, there's a guy behind you. He'll play first person shooter games, whatever he's playing. I love that stuff. And it is, it's kind of fun to sit and watch, and it's better than being on Twitch because I'm actually there watching it and experiencing it in surround sound. So lots and lots of fun. So check that out if you're a video game player. Mark V also says, I need more than 5.1, LOL, but that's me though. You are correct. If mastered correctly, 5.1 is more than sufficient. We always want more though. Yeah, we do. And I said earlier, I want more speakers. I want a turn off. I want storm audio. I want something. I want more speakers around my room. That's the tech. But at the end of the day, you really only need two. Everything here is based on two. 5.1 is based on two. 4.0, let's go in order. Let's see. So we have 2.0, we had stereo. Then we have 4.0, which was, we're going to put speakers behind you. That was Dolby Surround. Then we went to 5, and that was adding a center channel, matrixed. You see where I'm going with this? Then we got 5.1, then we have discrete, blah, 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 but it's all based on two. And the reason it's based on two is because we have two ears. And all you need is two speakers and perfectly placed person. And you can make that sound move all around you. You could have somebody walk around your room up into the ceiling with only two speakers. The reason you end up with, and I've said this many times, and I'll say it over and over again, the reason you want more speakers is more people, it creates a larger sweet spot, okay? It creates, it's easier to, for you to be in the room and not have to keep your head in a vice and listen perfectly. You can lean to one side of your chair, even if you're in the sweet spot. I can sit on either side of my chair. I can sit in the side chair. I can sit in the front row, in the back row. That's what more speakers does. You don't need anything. All you need are two speakers. Everything after that is just allowing you more comfort. Okay? Getting to Atmos. You don't need Atmos. Atmos is still based out of the 7.1 master audio. But it's still, it's going to actually just take it and move it discreetly around the room. It's a codec. It's a way they mix it. There's more to Atmos than just the amount of speakers and which speakers you have. So all of this stuff, it's all just a tool for the artist. And like I said in last week's podcast, Christopher Nolan masterfully moves the sound in your room with 5.1. Nothing less, nothing more, I should say, than DTS Master Audio 5.1. The lowest number we have right now. I mean, if he could put it out in 2.0, I'm sure he would. And then we upmix it. But it's all you need is the 5.1. And then you're great. You're golden, as Tenet is a great example of. All right. Next up, Carl on YouTube says, that one was pretty special as it was our first visit back to the Laser IMAX in what felt like almost a year. Yeah, I saw this in the theater as well. It was September of 2020, and it was one of the first movies I saw this. I saw New Mutants. I can't remember which one I saw first. I honestly don't remember the first movie I went back to see, because as soon as they opened in my area, and it was September, and I got to go. My wife went with me to a few of them, and she was like, that was the cleanest movie theater I have ever been in. It was great. Nobody was there. It was, I mean, you could smell how clean it was. No sticky floors. It was awesome. It was all the negative things you'd say about a dirty movie theater. You couldn't say that anymore. It was great. But yeah, Tenet, it was kind of special seeing that as one of the first movies back in the theater. Thanks, Carl. Mr. Motown on YouTube also says, I've had this movie for a while now, watched about 30 minutes and cut it off. Couldn't get into it. Maybe I'll revisit. I recommend it. I obviously, if you hear the podcast, I highly recommend it. Then you can go back and listen to the rest of my Tenet podcast. Thanks, Mr. Motown. All right. Francis, I listened to your Tenet podcast today. I have a few questions to ask about you saying people having problems with dialogue intelligibility and it being the director's intent, and it's down to our setup. May I ask, did you use an upmixer when watching this movie? Were you listening at reference levels? If yes to all of the above, then the upmixer is not the true intent of the 5.1 DTS HD mix of that movie, and it may have helped your dialogue by boosting the center by a few dB. Not everyone can listen at reference levels due to neighbors, not being in dedicated home cinema, etc., etc. We all complain about Disney Atmos, sorry, I meant to say Atmos mixes, on their movies. Is that the director's intent? Thoughts? And I said, okay, so let's take this a little by little. So I thought I said it in the podcast, but I did upmix this. I upmixed it to DTS Neural X, but I did go back and listen to a bunch of scenes in 5.1 in some of them, and I thought even early on in the movie, I said when he had the mask on, that was one of the scenes I thought I specified. Maybe I didn't, but I did go back and listen at just 5.1 DTS master audio. I didn't upmix. And what I found was the dialogue didn't change at all. Okay. What happened was you just got a bigger sense of like the stage felt bigger, better movement around the room. Like it engaged the overheads more, so it gave you a better sense of space in your room. But I felt like the front stage was fairly consistent between the two, so I didn't feel like I got a boost in sound. Because, and that's the other thing, I didn't say that I heard everything. I said it was difficult, And when it was difficult, maybe I didn't understand completely what he was saying, but I got the gist of it and I got the gist of the movie. Okay. So, and that's why I'm saying he's doing this on purpose. It's like, you know, the opening scene with the gas mask, there's parts where it's like, you get the idea of what he's saying. He's trying to help somebody and he's like, rah, 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 I need you to go rah, rah, and stuff like that. So that right there is, I don't think that that did any, let's say the upmixing, I don't think that helped it. My room treatments, that may have helped it. Okay. So if I'm understanding dialogue better than somebody else, and I did say this in the podcast as well, is that if you're watching all of this through a single speaker, whether it's a single soundbar or the speakers from your television, and you have all of this mix coming through that one place, yeah, it's going to be hard to understand the dialogue. But the dialogue controversy that's going on right now, it's going on from, like, not just this movie. It's going on a lot of movies. And people are like, oh, the dialogue's getting worse and worse these days. Well, I think what's happening is they're mixing these movies and people are taking in more content in their homes. And they're like, I'm not understanding this. Well, I'm sorry, but you're not set up to understand it. They're not going to mix this for the lowest common denominator, which is one channel. These are mixed at 5.1, 7.1 with object-based sound mixes or whatever. And if you're not in that environment, you're not going to get everything out of it. This is the equivalent to saying, why can't I hear stuff coming from the back of my room? Well, you only have one speaker, dum-dum. You have a single channel in the front of your room. That's why you can't hear anything coming from the back of your room. Well, why is the dialogue all mixed up? Because you have five channels coming through one speaker. Same thing, right? So, and I'm not calling Francis a dum-dum. I'm saying these people that are complaining about dialogue issues, that on most soundbars now come with a dialogue enhancer. But that's going to drown out a lot of your other stuff. But anyways, that's a whole other tangent. So yeah, the dialogue controversy, I think it's because you have a ton of people, 95% of the population are watching these movies in an inappropriate setup to get perfect anything. And then they complain that they're not getting something that they really want. Well, set it up. But that's me. And as far as the Disney Atmos or Atmos mixes, is that the director's intent? No, I don't think that's the director's intent. Disney is doing what they're doing for whatever reason, but I don't think directors want that. I think the sound mixers, they're disappointed, but it's Disney. For whatever reason, they're putting their mixes out at minus 10 dB instead of at zero, which it should be reference level. So they're backing it off. So when you get to zero, you're actually at minus 10 dB, which is horrible. So they're putting it at 75 instead of at 85. Okay. So if you're not, depending on how you have your volume set, whatever, if you go by that, but reference level should be minus 85 dB. Well, they're rendering all of their stuff at minus 75. Well, great. So you have to turn it up. So when you get to minus 85, you're actually it's a mess. So you have to go 10 dB plus to get to what you would get in a normal movie on reference level. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me, because it's like, if you think it's too loud, turn it down. Why do they have to try and police you? Because I'm going to turn it up past that to get it to where I feel like I'm experiencing these movies. So, and believe me, I'm not hard of hearing. These are loud movies, but reference level, that's how you can hear everything. That's how I hear a lot of the stuff that I hear when I'm breaking down these movies, these little sounds going on around me. If you're not listening at reference level, you might not get it. And I say that all the time in my podcast, and that includes dialogue. So hope I answered that. But and I also did reply to Francis. I said, hey, all of this, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And Tenet, to me, I was beholden a beauty. It was awesome. So I really liked it. It spoke to me. All right, Mike Schramm on YouTube. Appreciate the spoiler warning. We'll check back after viewing the movie. So pretty cool. That's why I put that spoiler in there. I don't want to talk. I don't want to say anything. But if you, hopefully you guys enjoyed what I did there in that in my podcast. But yeah, if you haven't seen the movie, see the movie first before you get to the past the popcorn popping in my podcast. That's the spoiler warning. The popcorn starts popping. Spoilers are coming. All right. Hey, there's a new, we're at the end of this week's Takeover Tuesday. And we have a new feature on the website. So it's a coming soon page. So if you want to know what's coming up on Friday, you can go to my website at Brightside HT and you'll see it right there. If you scroll down to episodes, you'll see coming soon. And this week we have, well, you'll have to go to the website and see for yourself. Very excited for this one. Really had a great time with this week's podcast. I think you guys will too. And it's timely. It's something fun. And I think maybe Steve George isn't going to like it. Hint, hint. But go to the website and at Brightside HT, at Brightside Home Theater, sorry, at BrightsideHomeTheater.com and click on the coming soon. You'll see it on the thumbnail or you can just see it on the page. But there is a new coming soon page featuring the movie coming out on Friday. And that page drops pretty much, I'm trying to drop it every Monday. So check that out on the website too. Let's see. Before I wrap up, one thing I would like to say. So G. Cornell and I, we go back and forth on email a lot. And we talk about, he's telling me all about X-Files, some behind-the-scenes stuff. If something's pertinent, I'll bring it up in the show. But we talk a lot. And I, as I do with a lot of listeners, to be honest with you, and sometimes things slip through the cracks. And this week, G. Cornell said, "Where's DJ?" In one of, I think that was the subject line, right? And I was like, "Oh, what did I?" I'm like, "I am so sorry, but I say this. I'm very busy. I work outside. I get stuff on my phone, and I need to see that little icon. You know, I have an iPhone, and when I get an email, I get the little red number with how many emails are there, or I get a text, I get a red little circle with the number, how many texts are in there. If I don't see that red circle, I just move on. Okay. So say I saw an email from you, anybody, not just G. Cornell, but anybody. And I said, oh, and I read it, but then I'm busy working. And I might've been like, yeah, I don't have time to reply to you right now. So I put my phone down and boom, crickets. I don't say or anything. I don't reply. And that's what happened to G. Cornell with a bunch of stuff. And I was like, hey, sorry about that. Really busy. It slipped through the cracks. And that's what happened. So if I don't reply and you asked a question or something like that, I'm like, and if it doesn't show up here in the podcast and you thought it was really important, maybe it slipped through. Maybe I missed it. I don't know. But just send it again. You're not bugging me. I love this stuff. I love talking about this stuff. I say that to my hockey people all the time. I run a district for USA Hockey. I'm like, if I don't reply to you, hit me up again because I'm not ignoring you. It's just I've got a lot of stuff coming in. So feel free, keep hitting me until I answer you or whatever. You're not bothering me. I appreciate all the comments, all the questions, all the little trivia. And as I said, all the critiques, because if you care enough to critique me, then you must care enough about the podcast. So I'm going to listen to you. It doesn't mean I'm going to change it. Because I have the reasons for why I do my things, but I would at least explain to you why I wouldn't do whatever your idea was. So thank you very much for all of that. So let's get to the end of the podcast here. Thank you all. Thank you to everybody. Thanks to all my subscribers on YouTube, all of my Twitter followers at Brightside HT, all of the people that email me at brightsidehometheater@gmail.com. Thank you very much. And again, thank you to all my Patreon supporters over at patreon.com/brightsidehometheater. You guys are what's making it possible for me to pay for all of these gifts, for all these DVDs and all these content, all this content I'm going to give away. It's all coming from Patreon. So if you want to see more giveaways, support me on Patreon. See what I did there? Put it right back on you guys. Hey, Have a great week, everybody. I had a lot of fun this Tuesday. Long Tuesday podcast. Got a nice podcast coming up on Friday. Go to the website to see what it is. But in the meantime, go push play.
Hey, Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.